With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. On this program yesterday, we introduced you to pioneered cemetery prairies, which are found in different areas of the state and offer the best opportunities to see remnants of the true prairie that used to be prevalent in Illinois. Botanist and president of the Illinois Native Plant Society, Chris Benda, says they are usually off the beaten path, but worth the search.
Often they're way out in the middle of nowhere, a little sliver surrounded by farmland, but there's an access lane that takes you back there. And if it's a nature preserve, it'll have signage and a small parking area, and they're open to the public.
Benda says there are about 22 cemetery prairies around Illinois, but there are also a few other places to find true prairies remaining in the state.
Not all of the prairie in Illinois are in cemetery prairies. There are also prairies that are on slopes called hill prairie. And our hill prairies are along our major river corridors, like the Illinois River and the Mississippi River. Places like Foltz Hill Prairie in Monroe County, they're truly priceless areas with incredible diversity of plants and animals. At Foltz Hill Prairie, they have scorpions in Illinois, not very common, and also many plants more common in places like Missouri coneflower and woolly buckthorn and many other plant species. There are also other places that have prairie-like vegetation that look like prairies but are technically not. My favorite is a limestone glade in Johnson County called Cave Creek Glade. And Cave Creek Glade is 3 miles south of Vienna on Highway 45, and it's basically a steep slope with loose limestone rock that is full of prairie plants like horned raccoon and wild hyacinth and blue-eyed grass. This time of year, it's full of pink coneflowers, also milkweeds, and many other prairie plants. And it's probably one of the finest nature preserves in Illinois.
While Benda encourages people to visit these sites and learn more about the Illinois prairie, he says it's important to respect the plant and animal life and help to preserve it for future visitors.
When you're out at many of these nature preserves, you want to take care to not trample all the vegetation, particularly if it's more than one person. That being said, often botanists will try to sort of step in between the plants. Now, you can't do that perfectly, but you can walk with great care. Of course, if you know what most of the prairie vegetation is, you can obviously step very lightly around and try to just impact the grasses and not so much some of the rarer forbs. But that is a concern. Some of them have a little bit of a trail that goes through them. Basically, the idea is to just tread lightly and consider your impact on plants that are growing there.
For more information about these types of nature areas to explore, you can follow Benda's blog at illinoisbotanizer.blogspot.com. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.